Welcome to another of Lehigh News' periodic podcast, 10 Minutes About. Today's session is 10 Minutes About the Boeing 777X. With me today is LNA's Vincent Valerie, one of our writers and a financial analyst. The Boeing 777X comes in two models, the 425-seat 777-9 and the ultra-long-range 777-8. Boeing deferred design of the 777-8 during the MAX grounding. Development of the 777-8 freighter is paused. Entry into service of the 777-9 already was running 2 years behind schedule when the COVID pandemic hit. EIS is now hoped for 2022. There were more than 70 customers for the 777 Classic. There are only 8 identified and 1 unidentified customers for the 777X. So let's dive into the X program. The clock is now ticking. Vincent, what is your top level view of the program viability of the 777X?
Hello, Scott. Thanks for having me. I think it is fair to say that the program is not right now going through its finest hours. Boeing originally targeted an entry into service in late 2019 or early 2020. And as you said, this has now been pushed back for a delivery in mid-2022. There were some typical development delays in the program, but I mean, one that significantly contributed was a problem with the GE9X. Now, another factor compounded the problem, which is the 737 MAX certification. Now there is an intense scrutiny on the part of the FAA and foreign regulators to make sure that there are no issues and lapses as what happened with the 737 MAX. Lastly, the COVID-19 pandemic has crushed any near-term demand for large aircraft. So for instance, Cathay Pacific pushed back its 777X deliveries to the second half of the 2020s. As a result, Boeing turned down the 777 production line rate to 2 per month, which is the minimum they can get away with, knowing that at least 1 unit goes towards freighters. To answer your question, the viability of the program is undoubtedly challenged. At the very least, it raises questions whether Boeing would recover its development costs.
Well, one of the things that's been publicized is that Etihad Airways, which on the Boeing website still is listed as a customer for 25 orders, Etihad has said that they only want to take no more than 6, and now after COVID, they don't even want to take those as okay. Etihad works through its financial restructuring. Emirates, Tim Clark, the president of Emirates, has been real clear that he's been unhappy with the delays. He's been unhappy with the engine issues. He's talking about canceling more orders. He's already canceled 35 orders. He may cancel between 40 and 50 more. Boeing would want to swap those out for 787s. But overall, why hasn't the airplane sold better? 70 customers for the Classic, 8 customers for the X. Why hasn't it sold better?
I would say at a high level that there are 2 main reasons. The first one is that the 777X is a very large aircraft, which approaches the size of the 747-8 and is 30 seats larger than a 777-300ER. That means that there aren't many routes where airlines can profitably operate this aircraft. And there are even fewer airlines that have a critical mass of such routes to justify a dedicated fleet of such a large aircraft. Airlines nowadays are more mindful about fleet commonality than they were in previous decades, especially after the hard lesson learned operating bespoke fleets of half a dozen A380s for some carriers. The second reason is obviously the increased market fragmentation. It's worth remembering that at the time of the 777X launch, the demand for large aircraft, notably the 777-300ER, was stronger. Back then, there were no 787 or A350 in service, which since then have significantly reshaped airlines' long-haul networks. Airlines have discovered the advantages of operating those smaller aircraft on long-haul routes. And now, with the return of the 737 MAX and the arrival of the A321LR and XLR, the long-haul fragmentation theme is going to accelerate now. So those aircraft that are coming to the market allow passengers to bypass the main hubs, which directly hits the potential demand for the 777X. So in short, it is fair to say that the long-haul market tectonic plates are shifting against the 777X as it is going through its development.
Yeah, just a small correction there. The 787 actually was already in service by 2013 when the X program was launched, but there weren't very many of the Xs in service. And of course, the 737 MAX and the 320neo had been launched, but they were not yet in service, and the 8-hour to 10-hour capabilities had yet to be demonstrated for the airplanes. So as Boeing and Airbus both said that as the retirements of the large airplanes, the 777-300ERs, the A330s, some of the A340s that at the time were still remaining, as those retirements came about, that's when they would see the orders for the 350-1000 and the 777X really peak. Well, what are we seeing the customers, the airlines, replacing the 300ER with?
It is worth noting that since the 300ER entered service in 2004, there haven't been that many retirements yet. However, there are some emerging signs in terms of their replacement. So a few examples include All Nippon Airways, which has started retiring a few 777-300ERs, and it is replacing them with Dreamliners. Emirates, in the next few years, as mentioned before, is going to replace a number of 300ERs with 787-9s and A350-900s. While Cathay Pacific is using a combination of A350-1000 and 900s to replace those 300ERs, which were on operating leases. I would like to add that for other large aircraft, airlines tend to significantly downsize, with examples of Air France replacing its A380s with A350-900s and not the 1000, and KLM replacing the 747 with Dreamliners, mostly the -10 variants. I would say one exception with that would be British Airways and Virgin Atlantic, which are retiring their 747 with A350-1000s for now, but that's due to the congestion at London Heathrow.
So as the program has stalled and sales have not been forthcoming, part of the reason sales haven't been forthcoming is because Boeing's been waiting for China. And of course, trade relations with China have been tied up in the Trump administration trade war. But there has been increasingly frequent speculation that Boeing might actually cancel the program. I don't think that'll be the case. What are your thoughts?
Well, it is clear that for now the aircraft appears a niche one, which is too large for most airlines, and the COVID-19 exacerbates the program's challenges. But in my opinion, it is premature to call this a failure or doomed for the following reasons. As a starter, we don't know how the long-haul passenger recovery is going to look like, especially for business customers. As we know, the 777X needs robust business demand to be profitable for airlines. A second point is, it's worth remembering that when Boeing will start 777X deliveries, they're going to have to disclose the program accounting quantity, which shows the number of aircraft they are going to expect to sell over the program. And this is where the buck stops for Boeing. This is where they will say, oh, this is how many aircraft we expect to sell over a few years, and this is used to amortize the program costs. Last but not least, there is worth remembering that a large number of 777-300ERs went on operating leases between 2013 and 2016. And those leases will come to expiry usually in the period between 2025 and 2028. So this is when airlines are going to have to decide in large numbers, what do we replace the 300ERs with? So at the time, there were on average 3 per month on operating leases. So this is actually going to be, in my opinion, the crunch time where we're able to say whether the program is going to be a failure or no, depending on what airlines decide to do at the time.
As we close, I'll just point out that when Boeing launched the program, Boeing and GE, which supplies the engines, each said that they saw a market of 1,200 airplanes. We had inside information over Boeing that they believed that the product development department believed the demand was really closer to 700 airplanes, and we here at Lehem News believe that they'll be lucky to sell 400 or 500 airplanes over the course of the program life. And with that, we will sign off until our next 10 minutes about. Thank you, Vincent. See you next time.
Thank you, Scott.